I want to hear
Okay.
your holistic argument in favor of this.
Okay. First variable, she's in that age range, right? She's not too old, right, to not be in that kind of environment, should we say?
Environment.
No one's
You
giving
know
it
what I mean.
to her.
Yeah, that's that he yeah, that's the nice way of saying what I was trying to say, or the blunt way of trying to say. Whatever. Anyway, point two, she's of that mindset, I'd believe. She's, you know, a little
What?
bit.
What?
She's young, wild, and
I
free.
Okay, see? He's translating for me. Thanks, Nugs. Three, she obviously doesn't make the best decisions.
No, that's actually the best reason you listed so far.
Four, it just makes sense. I mean, it just makes sense.
And actually, there's a statistic proven that 60% of women have their own tape. If it's not out there, they have one. They videotaped it once. They might have deleted it, but they videotaped themselves with someone else. So,
With someone else, really.
60%.
I feel like that's an where's that being cited from? I feel like that's in a naturally high
Thousand
range.
Reviews.
Yeah, that I'd like a source on that.
88% I would say 60%.
88% of statistics are made up.
That sounds a lot more realistic. I was gonna say I could imagine 60% of women like just having solo videos at least, you know, like that would make sense because you know
No,
everybody gets curious every now and then.
I don't.
But then again, we actually. I think that statistic would be hugely skewed. If it was that high, I think it would be skewed because they'd only be interviewing the type of woman who would be on the internet and would be doing that anyways, you know? Like, I feel like actually,
Anyways, the
if you
equation is
take.
proven, it's patented, it never fails,
Oh, I have a point
and it
to.
works,
I
so.
have a point to make about our society as a whole, though, when people like cite sexual statistics, is that I think they do have a skewed demographic most of the time. If you take the whole of our society. You know, and not just the parts that are tech savvy or whatever. I think our society is actually significantly more prudish than the media represents it as.
Hey, Nugs.
Yeah.
Is your WoW subscription still active?
Yeah.
Can you get on real quick? Are you
Well,
busy?
I think I have it on this computer.
Okay. I want him to check. I'm pretty sure I said it before I quit that her rank couldn't take anything out of the bank, but I'm still curious.
Man, we
See
usually
with
screw that
the.
one up, huh?
My
Huh? Oh
ring?
no, I knew it was gonna happen. I mean, I knew it was gonna happen. I'm pretty sure I said it, in fact. In fact, I know I did. I said she's going to kick everybody out, but as I was running earlier, I decided it's okay. Because the concept that we're going with for this event is the concept of the forest fire.
When did she kick everyone?
But does that make sense to you, Devin?
I wasn't even listening. What? Sorry.
Oh, God damn it. Where did you stop listening?
Like the last little bit, the important part.
Okay. I decided earlier when I was running, I said that the whole theme of this thing that's happened with her is the theme of the forest fire, the controlled burn. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. Go
The
on.
idea that you have a forest and it may have grown too fast and too wild, and the briars and the brambles are suffocating the young saplings. You have to burn the underbrush.
I could actually use this in terms I'd be more familiar with. It's kind of like a produce coal when you go through the department and you remove some of the fruit that is either, you know, objectively
So now here's
bad
a new
or just
here's a
looking
new rule. You
bad.
can't give females power because they'll just act emotionally and kick everyone in the guild. How about
That's a
that?
fairly good point,
Well,
but
when I gave it to her, it was really as a I don't really care anymore. We'd all, you know, unsubscribed. So it was really what harm can she do? Also, in the event that we do start back up, I'm pretty sure we're going to move the operation
Illidan, huh? Isn't that the big
to
server?
Illidan. Cody's there. Tellus slash Middlestairs is there. Death Priest is there.
Death Priest is there.
Twixie's there.
Amanda's
Death
there.
Priest is there. Yeah, good Amanda.
Bad Amanda too.
Oh, well, fuck.
That's why. Is she Horde or Alliance?
Don't know. Interesting thought experiment though.
Find out.
We should.
Go opposite.
If she is, I mean, last time she logged in was like a week ago or something, probably on WoW. I'm assuming. I don't think she plays any other Blizzard games currently.
Yours
But
isn't active anymore, is it, Devin?
I think it is actually. I think it
Oh,
is. I
well,
think
then why
it's.
didn't I ask you to get on?
Oh.
I don't know. Well, whoever gets on first.
Well.
You're not going to, Devin, so...
Probably not. Dogs.
I met,
Nigga, what?
He just, like, cut out so bad.
Yeah. I'm glad that's not me anymore when someone's cutting out. It's not just me.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
And, yeah, well, yeah, but you're cutting in and out. Dude, you're lagging so hard right now.
Dude, he is going out of control.
Oh, you're kind of...
No, it's not us,
it's you.
We know it's not. Anyway, did you see the picture I sent, the message she left?
Yeah.
Make any sense.
Mm-hmm. She's just mad. She stopped messaging me though, I think, so.
Good. But anyway, in the forest fire analogy, she'd be the spark that lit the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And while bright and brilliant for such a brief time, she was nothing more than a pawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, get on Lightning Hoof. Ha! Guess what guild she joined?
Jin?
Yeah, just to take a wild fucking swing.
Like,
you'll hit it.
Name?
Yeah.
What server?
No, she's still on Lightning Hoof.
Ooh, Distraction?
You know. Yeah.
Man.
Salty.
I have 42 friend requests. I guess they won.
Not really.
You know, she destroyed your guild.
Destroy anything.
Yeah. Can't destroy it if we didn't care about it.
Yeah, you can't. Plus, the difference between us and Distraction, that's almost like what the battle is about, is that we don't give a fuck about our guild. That's not our only point of pride.
Yeah, no, obviously. Okay, what am I doing now?
Check the bank.
I fucking
can't.
Checking the bank. Faggot who does nose candy? Who wrote that?
Ha! She must have changed all the guild notes, too. That's funny.
I guess she doesn't like me.
No, it's mine. What's mine?
Glorious Commissar. Archhunter, Queer Bee.
Nope. That's what it was originally. She didn't change it.
Oh. Yeah, so she just didn't like me.
Hmm.
Or you guys don't like me.
No, we like you. We think you're alright.
Yeah, there's like 25k and like a lot of shit in here.
Okay, so she didn't get anything. Good.
Yeah. It's like full. What an idiot. She didn't get anything with Gilbane?
I made sure she couldn't take anything before I left. She would have made sure she couldn't G-kick either. I hated all those people anyway, so...
Yeah, whatever.
Win-win.
As long as you have all the profits, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, so now I can just transfer the guild to Illidan. And,
like, take all the gold, sell your guild?
Yeah.
Oh, you could transfer guilds, too?
Yeah. Oh, no, I can just take all the gold. Oh,
yeah, just take all the gold, sell your guild. Yeah, awesome. You have 25,000 gold, you have all that shit, you sell all that shit. Then you fucking sell your guild.
Mm.
And then done.
Mm-hmm. So one, as usual, I come out on top.
Basically. I'm gonna do the same thing on fucking Stormraver.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a unification act right now?
What are you talking about?
It sounds like you guys are talking about moving everything over to Illidan.
It's in the beta stages. No, it's in pre-alpha. Nothing's in stone. I don't even want to play right now, so.
Yeah.
Do y'all?
I mean, that's the only question here is, if we were to all start playing again, transferring the whole operation to Illidan is going to take a lot of effort and money for everybody else, you know?
Well, we could just find people to recruit a friend with. That's what happened. We did on Lightning Hoof, or what I did.
Well, that's not what I did.
You just moved one character, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I only moved one character, but I also have my monk that's like halfway there.
That's true. We don't have to abandon Lightning Hoof, I guess. Oh, I put some wheels in motion. See, maybe we can get Izzy Morgan to come around.
Oh, God.
Why? I didn't hate him! We need all the allies we can use at this point. We're not in dire straits, but, you know, if we really want to move forward, we gotta...
Whatever happened to Delight?
I don't know, he just didn't come around.
I think he's on in the early morning.
Yeah, he still talks to us, but I don't know.
Does a shellab come in here?
Yeah, every so often.
I think I know it lags. It's my wireless keyboard.
Where's Chris? He had to go to like some dinner, didn't he?
Did Chris? Chris is preoccupied with his dinner shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
eating.
Eating. I feel like that's his girlfriend's one weak spot. Assuming he's with his girlfriend, I feel like he's expected to do too much formal bullshit with her.
That's because he's expectations too high.
Huh? What was that, Oaks?
I said he made the expectations too high by already doing like.
That's what I'm saying. But that's
fancy
what I'm saying.
Shit.
Well, that's the thing. When you start doing shit like that for a girl, like start sucking up to her, then you can't really go back on it. Also, she'd be like, "Hey, why don't you do that anymore?" Meanwhile, if a girl does like shit early on, if you do shit, or if a girl does shit for you early on in a relationship, you know, like how she goes above and beyond.
That's what always happens. And then they get comfortable. Yeah,
they get comfortable.
Just...
They let themselves go. They stop blowing you because they don't think they have to anymore. You know, like.
No, that never happens.
It happens sometimes. Anyways, you know, and then you ask them what the fuck's up, and they act like it's nothing, and like you need to chill out. You know.
Yeah.
Double S standards.
I definitely hear you. We can agree.
Did you still have that picture of her saying that she had a crush on you, right?
Saved it on my phone, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, good.
Most things I send you have been saved on my phone. I don't really know how to send things without saving them on my phone.
I feel like this battle's over.
If we need it, we'll have it. That'd be if we ever need to like relaunch our front against distraction, we can definitely use that, for example.
Oh, speaking of our front against distraction, apparently we have a friend zone spy. And I mean, we have a spy in friend zone.
Who?
Cody.
Really?
But I don't know how much I trust Cody. Probably about as far as I can throw him, which, fat joke, not very far.
Which Cody?
Oh, that Cody, yeah. That makes a lot more sense.
Which Cody?
The
you know which
Cody,
Cody
that you don't know as well.
Oh, the one I was talking about today?
Yeah, Dudridge.
With the eye thing?
Hang on. Well, I mean, you could just say the fat one because other Cody's not really that big and this Cody's huge, so.
Fat Cody, dead Cody. Because he's dead because he smokes.
Yeah.
Who smokes? Delight?
Yeah.
No, since when?
Since always?
What?
I'm glad she sent this text.
Which one?
One that popped all this shit up.
Yeah.
We would have never had a good reason to ostracize her otherwise.
See, that's the thing too, is that as much as my being a care bearer might get us into these situations sometimes, it also gives us the fuel we need to, you know, make change.
I feel like now we can move forward again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we'd stalled because of her.
This has actually been according to
how
my
did we
plan.
Let this happen?
No. Let me just give myself a little bit of credit here. This has actually all gone according to plan. This is my ploy to get us out of our like state of a new eye and just like get going again, you know? I'm basically like the thrall here, rallying the orcs after being interred by the humans, you know, and kind of going to that slump. Well, I am a Mary Sue, and I do play the Mary Sue Supreme in Hearthstone, so I'd believe it. That deck is still rocking. No balance changes have made it any worse, so it's nice.
You know what angers me most about Amanda's Facebook post?
Work.
Just how so stereotypically faux nerdy she is.
So bad, dude. So bad.
Yeah.
Have you seen her new profile picture?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cheap pop.
What? Cheap pop?
Yeah.
I don't get that reference, actually.
It's a wrestling reference.
Oh. Well, I don't
when
it, get
like,
it.
In wrestling, when you're like... Okay, so say I'm wrestling in New Orleans or something, right? And I'm the face. And I come out, my music hits, I come out, and I go, you know, the heel's been out there, and he's been inciting everybody. He's been getting heat. And I come out and say, you know, I'm going to kick his ass like the Saints kicked so-and-so's ass. And everybody goes, ah! It's cheap pop. Because, I mean, you went, like, for the low-hanging fruit to get, you know.
Oh, So you're saying I'm going for the low-hanging fruit?
No, I meant her. Oh, goddamn, oh,
yeah.
Her.
Yeah, she's low-hanging, definitely. I mean, we're talking about the same profile picture, right, with the fake Mexican in it?
No, we're not.
Oh, well, you might have not seen her profile picture lately, then.
Yeah, I just looked at him.
Oh.
She changed it back to her, like, gothic thing.
Oh, God, did she? It's even worse.
The one with, like, the white dress and, like, the...
Wow, that is old. That is, like, pre-me, dude.
I know. Going for the cheap pop, dude.
Was that her previous profile picture, the one with her and that dude, like... just... She might have... Well, like, she pretty much could have just dated her non from the get-go and pretty much would have had the same thing going on.
Yeah, that would have probably saved us a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, it definitely saved you some trouble, because then I wouldn't be so occupied. That is actually the most compelling argument you have against her, actually, is that you didn't have your right-hand man for a while, because of that whole thing.
Yeah,
that's shit. That's a fairly legitimate reason to, you know...
Not like you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my, that's my top 10.
Yeah.
I wonder why my websites are so bombarded with... spam.
Mm-hmm. God, yeah, man, low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just looking at, like, her recent post, like, the one where she's like, fuck hashtags, you know, her top one, and mm-hmm. She's, like, going on about how this David Carl Anderson guy is hilarious, and he's getting, like, the most low-hanging fruit. It's, like, not even clever parodies of the whole hashtag thing. But as we know, I am often the humorous and creative force behind anything I'm involved in. So.
Meaning...
It's a jab at both her and the group as it exists.
Thanks.
I think I'm the funniest.
You're the highest. It's definitely the highest.
Yeah, I have my moments.
Yeah, those moments. This would imply that he's only around for moments at a time.
You have series of minutes.
That's pretty good.
That you have interconnected sets of seconds where you're abnormally humorous.
That's good.
It is good.
I make those few seconds count, basically. I'm just like, I'm Kanye. I'm a genius. Yeah, you don't know the answers, Sway. Kanye fans, no?
You know what the most satisfying part of this whole redaction process was, Devin?
Wow.
What?
Completely curved.
Deleting her photos from the website.
God, yeah, dude, that was really uglying up our website.
I never even saw her.
You don't want to.
Much.
She didn't even try to make herself look good. She straight up took, like, pictures from, like, a low angle. Like, she did the opposite of what an ugly fat woman should do.
What happened to that other, like, 40-year-old curly-haired woman?
Jen?
Yeah, she. No, was her name Jen too?
No, that wasn't Jen. It was it wasn't. Was it? No, it was something else. Well, I said Jen. Her name was.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It was a J name, I think. Jess. Jess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is she I mean, she's probably busy. Plus, it's not like we're even on to catch her if she shows up. You know.
Yeah, I had her in part of the. She was in on one of my scams, but we you know uprooted and left.
It was good that time when the French guy came in.
Yeah, she made some big plays while she was here for like one night, but
we've had our moments.
Yeah, you know we've done some pretty great things.
We're hibernating now though.
The problem, it is the winter.
Don't hate.
Historically, the guild has always been more depressing and slow during the winter, in my experience.
Whole game is, realistically.
And in fact, I actually, all the times that I've stopped playing have coincided mainly with winter periods.
I've found that to be true also. That or, the summer.
I guess, yeah. I feel like spring's the time to get back into it, usually. Like, it's good time, usually, to play. Man.
You're alright?
No. Yes, I'm great. I don't know why I said no. I'm great.
thing is, I think Jess stopped playing.
I believe it.
Which is a shame. Oh, she was an asset.
Well, you know, all good things must come to an end.
Who else is there? We are now a Path of Exile guild.
Oh, that was a thing for all of like 10 minutes.
I'm still willing to try it one of these days.
It's still pretty good, but I kind of burned out on it.
How much did you even play? I thought you played it for like a day.
No, I played it for like a couple of weeks.
Look at you. Let's see what the Hearthstone daily is. I've been playing some more Hearthstone because I realized I've just been kind of sitting around doing nothing all night, so I need to start playing video games at least. So that's my idea of productivity right now, I suppose.
Chris said he'd be home in about an hour if you read.
Yeah, that's a long time.
What are you doing?
Me? What am I doing? What?
Because it doesn't sound good.
What do you mean it doesn't sound
I'd
good?
I'd prefer if you stopped.
What does it sound like?
You know what it sounds like.
I don't.
Yes, you do. I'm not playing this game with you, Devin. Just can't do this with you tonight, Stuber.
It was actually just my head mic balanced on my leg, and with me shaking my leg, I shake my leg like this when I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. Not nervous, but like when I'm just bored, I guess.
Raid calls dicks.
No.
Yeah, it kind of is. Hope they get their shit together.
Get your shit together.
Embarrassing.
What even is the meaning to this life I live? What even is the meaning to the shits I give?
What?